Alyssa Milano calls for sex strike and renewed plea for Georgia boycott over abortion law. By Dr. Susan Berry on May 11, 2019. Actress and political activist Alyssa Milano has called for women to abstain from sex with men via a sex strike, claiming, "Our reproductive rights are being erased. Until women have legal control over our own bodies, we just cannot risk pregnancy," she wrote. "Join me by not having sex until we get bodily autonomy back. I'm calling for a hashtag sex strike. Pass it on." The star of Netflix's Insatiable also repeated her call for Hollywood production companies and celebrities to stop filming in Georgia since Governor Brian Kemp, R., signed the heartbeat abortion bill into law. The Georgia law, officially titled the Living Infants Fairness and Equality (LIFE) Act, prohibits abortions in the state after a heartbeat is detected, usually at about 6 weeks of pregnancy. Cases of rape, incest, or if the life of the mother is in danger, are exceptions to the law. Thus far, only a handful of film producers have said they will pull out of the state, though more than 100 of Milano's industry supporters signed her boycott letter launched in March as a failed threat to prevent Kemp from signing the legislation into law. Should people wait to boycott? No, Milano instructed, according to the Wrap. Should we keep funding states that put forth hurtful policy? No. If you're offered a project that shoots in Georgia or are a producer considering working in Georgia or any state with a heartbeat bill, you should not take that job and you should be vocal about why you're not taking that job. As Breitbart News reported, David Simon's Blown Deadline Productions, Killer Films CEO Christine Vachon, and Mark Duplass have vowed to boycott the state. The Hollywood Reporter observed producer Nina Jacobson of Color Force, which produces Crazy Rich Asians and American Crime Story, will be leaving Georgia as well. Similarly, Counter-Narrative Films, which produced Netflix's Triple Frontier, said it will no longer film in the state unless the law is repealed. "No Georgia filming on any of our projects until this law is gone," producer Neil Dodson posted to Twitter. Mister Pictures, which produced Bullitt County, also tweeted it will stop filming in Georgia until the state treats women as equal citizens. Governor Kemp's fetal heartbeat abortion law is an unconstitutional effort to further restrict women and their health providers from making private medical decisions on their terms, the producers added. "Make no mistake, this is an attack aimed squarely and purposely at women. We encourage those who are able to funnel any and all resources to these organizations." The move met with Milano's approval. Milano herself remains filming Netflix's second season of Insatiable in Georgia because she is currently contractually obligated to be there for another month. "But I will do everything in my power to get as many productions as possible, including Insatiable, to move out of this state which continues to put forth oppressive, hurtful policy that contradicts everything the entertainment industry stands for," she said, reported CNN. "And if Insatiable doesn't move to another state, I will not be able to return to the show if we are blessed with a third season." However, the Motion Picture Academy of America, MPAA, which represents the five major film studios, says it will wait to make its final decision, based on how the law fares in the courts. Film and television production in Georgia supports more than 92,000 jobs and brings significant economic benefits to communities and families, said Chris Ortman, MPA Senior Vice President of Communications, adding, "It is important to remember that similar legislation has been attempted in other states, and has either been enjoined by the courts or is currently being challenged. The outcome in Georgia will also be determined through the legal process. We will continue to monitor developments." After signing the heartbeat bill into law, Kemp told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, "The state's business environment's good. We cannot change our values of who we are for money," he said. "And we're not going to do that. That's what makes our state great. For people to want to boycott the state because we are protecting life at the heartbeat, I don't understand that," the governor asserted.